Welcome to episode 19 of the Memoir Club podcast. I'm your host, Wayne Jordan, and today we're talking about starting over. This week's prompt is right about a time you had to start over. We'll look at how to tell that story honestly, without spinning it, and how to translate that experience into something that offers a way forward to your readers. Then in our listener mailbox, we'll consider the question, how do I turn years of journal entries into memoir material? You know, there comes a time when the ground shifts under us and the roadmap we've been using no longer matches the landscape. It might be a job loss or an illness, a breakup, or the realization that your life just isn't working. Such moments can upset our sense of direction, but they can also become good fodder for a story. So we'll explore how to capture those moments on the page and how writing about them can help steady us so we can rebuild. My personal story. In 2008, I made my living as a family business broker and estate auctioneer. If you were around in 2008, you'll remember that was the year a financial crisis hit Wall Street. The Lehman Brothers brokerage failed, Bear Stearns and J.P. Morgan were on the ropes, so the federal government stepped in with bailouts. Banks and mortgage companies tightened lending rules. Small business loans weren't being made. Home mortgages tightened and resale markets tanked. In 1 month, I watched six figures in commissions evaporate. And without that income, it wouldn't be long before I lost my house, my car, my business. I fretted and worried for weeks. I paced the floor. I couldn't sleep. I wondered what I was going to do when my savings ran out. Now, I knew that sooner or later the economy would stabilize, but I needed a job to tide me over. So I said yes to a job working on cruise ships as an art auctioneer. Now, that sounds like a dream job, but believe me, I would rather have stayed home. The money wasn't great, but the work was steady and it gave me a way forward. So I left home and stepped onto a ship that rocked and smelled like diesel fuel and salt water. It took a few days to gain my sea legs on the moving ship. Days were for auctions, nights were for conversations with the crew who, like me, had left familiar lives to find work. Most had a reason for being there, and hearing their reasons helped me sort out my own. And somewhere in that routine, I started writing little stories about people and work and places I'd been. I sent a few of them to friends, and they encouraged me to write more, so I did. My stories turned into travelogues and then a blog. It wasn't long after that that my blog got the attention of magazine editors who offered me writing work. They didn't pay what I was used to earning, but I'd be doing something that I'd always dreamed of doing. And better still, I could leave ship life and work from home. Once home, my health and my routine steadied. And this experience, having been my third major life reset, gave me confidence that if there was another train wreck in my life, I'd be ready for it. When you look back on your life, you can see those points where everything changed. Sometimes they changed gently, and sometimes not. And at the time, it might have felt like an ending, a failure. But later, you realize that was the moment something new started to take shape. It might have been hazy and out of focus, but it was there. You could sense it. A new chapter was beginning. Writers sometimes think they need to wait until life settles again before writing about upheaval. But here's the truth. Beginnings rarely feel stable. And writing itself can be the thing that helps steady you. When I started jotting down stories from shipboard life, I wasn't chasing grand insights. I was just trying to make sense of the change, to get the noise out of my head and onto paper. It wasn't until later that I saw the pattern. Each short piece lent clarity to my thinking. Each one said, I'm still here, I'm still moving. And that's the same approach you'll use when you write about your own season of starting over. Let's break this down. Starting over stories follow a pattern. It's what screenwriters call the log line. You've seen it over and over in movies, and here's how it goes. The hero suffers a setback, and they must take action to avoid something bad happening, so they work hard to reposition themselves into a new place. And that's it. Four steps. Think about it. Every starting over story hangs on that frame. The Wizard of Oz, Star Wars, Gladiator, The Lion King, they're all starting over stories, and they're all built on log lines. So that's what we're going to learn here, how to write a log line for your story. First, you have to name the setback. Ask yourself, well, when did the ground shift? And write one plain sentence that starts with, oh, then something bad happened, and tell us what it was. Next, state what must happen to fix the problem, and tell us the stakes. What happens if the problem doesn't get fixed? And then show the steps that you took to fix the problem, starting with the first move, whatever it was, signing papers, saying yes to a job, booking a ticket to somewhere. That choice turns the story forward and resets your situation. So here's the key takeaway. Starting over isn't one leap. It's the next step that you can actually take. The ground's going to move whether you like it or not. The only control you have is how you react. And that's how memoir writing helps. It doesn't promise an easy fix. It offers understanding. And sometimes understanding is enough to take the next step.
Well, the jaunty accordion music tells me it's time for Listener's Mailbox. So let's dig in and see what we've got.
This week's question comes from Janet in South Carolina, who writes, Wayne, I've kept journals off and on since I was a teenager. They're mostly daily life and daydreams. Now, how do I turn all that raw writing into something that belongs in a memoir? Good question. Janet, you must begin by understanding that folks read memoirs to gain insight into themselves. But your journals were written for you. They're private. You never wanted anyone else to read them. Your challenge is how to translate those private moments to a public forum. Begin by looking through your journal pages for times when something shifted, branching points, if you will. Find times when your life was about to change. Tell what happened, and then pick a few lines from your journals that reveal what you had to do next, and what was at risk, and what you did about it. Everything else, your rants and lists and side notes and daydreams, can wait. When you pull journal writing into story form, You're not just copying words. You're giving them structure and stakes. And that's what turns your private reflections into something a reader can follow. Thanks for writing, Janet. Let me know how you approach this. So, here's your prompt of the week. Write about a time you had to start over. Write about the moment when you realized the life you'd been living was no longer the one you could keep. Show us the fracture, the first uncertain step, and the detail that made you feel grounded again. And if you're stuck, try this. Tell what happened. What was your life like before it fell apart? And what was the event that forced the change? What was at stake? What would happen if you didn't do anything? List the things you couldn't control and things that you could. Tell us what you did and end with the change that you made and what you learned from it. One vivid scene will say more than a timeline ever could. Well, that's it for today's episode. Thanks for joining me. If you're enjoying the podcast, don't forget to check out the StorySparks newsletter. Each issue includes a link to the latest episode, the weekly writing prompt, and a printable scene builder worksheet to help you turn memories into stories. It's free, and it's a great way to keep your writing going between episodes. You can subscribe anytime at memoirclub.net. I'm Wayne Jordan, and I appreciate you spending a little time with me today. Until next time, keep telling the stories that only you can tell.